Koala pleaded guilty in October to directing employees to do campaign work on state time and to funneling excess political contributions to the campaign of a fellow Democrat. Yesterday, he told Dane County Judge David Flanagan that he was profoundly sorry for his actions and said he alone was responsible. But he also took time to explain to Flanagan why he did what he did. He said the political caucus employees who once worked under him had plenty of comp time to devote to campaigns.
Caucus people were involved in campaigns. I think staff people throughout the Capitol were and are still involved in campaigns. They believe strongly in the Democratic cause, or if they're on the other side, the Republican cause, and they were involved. Unfortunately, it's clear that many people stepped over the line, including myself.
But Flanagan said he felt Koala continued to refuse to acknowledge the seriousness of what he did. He said Koala had minimized his own role in a scandal that damaged every resident of Wisconsin. Flanagan recounted what he called a depressing afternoon spent reviewing hundreds of juror applications for Koala's trial. Flanagan said he had to dismiss about a third of them.
Based on the expressions of cynicism, distrust, hostility, anger, almost approaching occasionally hatred of public officials and people involved in the legislative process, I was shocked. I was really shocked at the level of animosity that was out there. Now, you didn't create that by yourself, but you contributed to it.
Flanagan said there was a time when he was personally proud of the way the legislature worked, and residents could tell people in other states that Wisconsin practiced good government.
I haven't heard that said by anybody for a while. I don't know if we can collectively feel confident in that right now. It's not so clear right now that we do it differently. We did. But it's not so clear that we do now. That's an injury that's been done, basically, to all of us.
In addition to 9 months in jail, Flanagan also fined Koala $5,500, and he ordered prosecutors to figure out how much Koala should pay in restitution for his crimes. Like the stiffer jail sentence, that also went beyond the plea deal reached by Koala's lawyers and prosecutors. After the hearing, Milwaukee County District Attorney Michael McCann repeatedly called on Governor Jim Doyle to take note of what happened in this case and push hard for campaign finance legislation.
If we give a damn about our state, if we want clean government, then we know the existing situation cannot prevail, or we will continue to have government influenced by corporate money.
McCann said without action by the governor and the legislature, it would only be a matter of time until there's another state leader in a criminal courtroom. Koala is the second former lawmaker to be sentenced to jail time in a sweeping political corruption probe at the state capitol. Former Milwaukee Senator Brian Burke was tapped by Koala to chair the legislature's powerful budget committee. He was sentenced in November to 6 months in jail. Three Republicans have been charged with similar crimes, former Representatives Stephen Foti and Bonnie Ladwig, as well as current Representative Scott Jensen, all face trials early next year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.